This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Hijra, they had made a very clear and secret and private plan. The Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr. And everybody had migrated to Medina except for the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr. And Allah Azza wa Jal was going to reveal to the Prophet ﷺ when he should migrate. So the Prophet ﷺ was waiting when the revelation would come. Jibreel then came to him and said that migration is going to come on such and such a day. And so the Prophet ﷺ visited Abu Bakr. And as I said in our bus, that house of Abu Bakr is essentially the entrance of our hotel. Not the hotel, the lobby or the souq of the hotel, the big burj that we are in. When you enter in all the shopping centers there, that's where the house of Abu Bakr was, in that area. So the Prophet ﷺ went over there and he told Abu Bakr that Allah has allowed him to migrate with the Prophet ﷺ. Abu Bakr began crying out of joy. And they purchased 2 camels and they hatched this plan. And this shows us that our Sharia requires us to make plans. We don't just sit back and say Allah will take care of it. They had a very, very ingenious plan. And that was that instead of going north to Medina, they would go down southeast, because we are now southeast of Mecca. They would go down away from Medina, because the Quraysh would then be thrown off the scent. And they would come and they would hide in a cave that was known to Abu Bakr. This is Ghar Thawr. And they would wait for 2-3 days. And the assumption was, and it was a correct assumption, the Quraysh would try, and then give up and expect the Prophet would have left. And he was literally under their noses, as the saying goes, right? He was right here. But who would take care of the food and drink? Who would cover their tracks when they had walked here? And that was when Abu Bakr brought in his own family. Asma bint Abi Bakr was the one who was assigned at the age of 14, 15 to be the young girl who would bring the food and the milk every day. They needed some food. How would they survive? They're not going to have backpacks when they're running away. How would they bring that? Asma bint Abi Bakr, she was the one who volunteered to then bring the food to them and bring them their dates and their water and their milk so that they could be in the cave. And Abdurrahman, the son of Abu Bakr, he volunteered to bring the sheep and the sheep and the goats and take them so that the footsteps of Abu Bakr and the Prophet would be covered up. And he also would listen to the Quraysh and hear their plans, which way they're going, so that he could tell them, okay, they've given up and now is your time to go. And so the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr, as you know, at the night when the Quraysh came and they surrounded his house, and Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals Surah Yasin, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. So the Prophet ﷺ walked out while all of them were outside and they were blinded, they did not see him. And he walked out and he went to the house of Abu Bakr, and in the middle of the night they came here to Ghar Thawr. And Ghar Thawr, you cannot see it. When I was younger, there would be some white lines. I asked our guide, they're no longer there. There would be some white markers. But Ghar Thawr is on the top half of that mountain behind us. And you cannot really see it, the cave of Thawr. It's a small little cave in which just maybe 3 people can fit at max. And it's just a small, if you know, behind the scenes. And as we know the famous story, when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and the Prophet have entered, there are narrations, and there's no problem in affirming them, of the pigeon, you know, building its nest over there. There's even a narration of the spider web. And even though they don't meet the rigorous standards of authentic hadith, but they're mentioned, and the books of Sirah are full of such, you know, stories, and there's no problem in affirming them. So the Quraysh are searching, and one search party comes to Ghar Thawr, and they're looking around the mountains. And this is when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq becomes panicked. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, if only they look underneath, because the entrance to the cave is actually at the foot level. So you have to bend down and go inside. And Abu Bakr knew of the existence of this cave. And of course it is known to some people, all the people who scout around, they know it. So Abu Bakr was worried that if they simply look into the cave, there's no hiding there. And that's when he said to the Prophet ﷺ that, oh ya Rasulullah, if they only look down, they'll see us. What will we do then? And the Prophet ﷺ responded, oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of 2 people? The third of them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry, Allah will protect us. And Allah revealed in the Quran, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When he said to his companion, don't worry, Allah is with us. This is in Surah Tawbah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Quran in Medina later on, praising the Prophet and calling Abu Bakr his companion. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. So Abu Bakr is a Sahabi by the text of the Quran. Anybody who denies this is denying the Quran, but that's a separate point. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is the one who was worried, and the Prophet calmed him, said, don't worry, Allah will take care of us. Then after 2 or 3 days, then Asma came and said, the coast is clear. And so their guide came and then took them on the hidden path or the back road all the way to Medina. So this cave here, it really is symbolic, and it is an actual cave of the two things. Number one, the wise Muslim uses the best methods to get to the goal. You don't just do nothing. Number two, even when you use the method, you still put your trust in Allah and not in the method, right? So tawakkul in Allah does not mean that we don't do anything. No, our actions do everything that we think will bring us to the result. And we put in a plan that will bring the result. But our heart is not attached to the plan. Our heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what the hijrah symbolizes over here. By the way, you really cannot go climbing up there, because it'll take you at least